drive. I got one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand over my eyes. If there's one thing I've learned from seeing it both sides, it's double vision, indecision make a man go. Down and just drive. I got one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand over my eyes. I got one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand over my
This is Tamara from the Weather Station. You're listening to Folk Everything with You. That's on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston.
Silent in your pain. I can still feel the golden glow, like woodland fires in snowfall, like the touch of an unknown hand bringing bread to a starving man. Oh, you are strong like this wine made from a warm, wild springtime, flowing like honey.
Okay, I haven't heard that in a very long time. That was nice. That was a kind of weird set, though, wasn't it? Got a little spacey in the middle and stuff. All right, what was it, though? What was all of that? We started off with, I'm going to get this right the first time now, Murmuration. I stumbled over that. Murmuration is the name of the band. They're from the UK. I think they're from England. Well, I know that the rabbits are, but this CD was sent to me from Ireland, so thanks, Lucy. Double Vision was what we played, Where the Land Meets the Sky. Followed that with a live track from a band called, where did they go? Did it slip right down my list? Where'd you go? There it is, right at the top, of course. That was I Am the Morning from a new release from them, but it's live because they're no longer together. But they both put out tremendous solo stuff. Live in at St. Matthias. This just came out. Well, it's been out about a month, I guess. I Am the Morning. I think those guys were great. KOS was the name of the song. Ask Me Not, I Know Not. And then Sally Oldfield. That was from 1978, from an album called Water Bearer. I know I've played other stuff from this album before. I don't think I've ever played The Song of the Bow and Fire and Honey from Sally Oldfield's Water Bearer album. She's Mike Oldfield's sister, by the way. And they did work together. Sally Angie, I believe, was what she and Mike recorded together under. Before they both went somewhere else and did very well there. Thank you. And that was that. Okay. Well, I enjoyed that. I hope you did too. Some shows you might want to consider coming to the area. Let's see. Cassador is playing in January the 30th, probably next weekend, at the Signal Brewery in Belleville. Alex Cuba is in at the Spire on the 7th of February. Born Ruffians at the Signal Brewery again in Belleville on February the 26th. On the March 18th at the Kingston Grand Theater, William Prince is going to be in town with Boy Wonder. That should be a great show. The Great Lakes Swimmers are coming to the Broom Factory on the 14th of March. Are we getting too far ahead of you? Okay. Yeah, it's minus some horrible number outside, and I'm trying to sell you tickets to a show in March. Well, got to be on top of these things. This stuff sells out. Okay, I'm Hugh. Blithering in your radio. We have an interesting set. This is more sort of folky, if that's your thing. Well, as far as folky as this ever woman ever gets, she's coming to town, by the way. Get your tickets or be disappointed. The legendary Jane Sibbery is coming to town. This is a thing called Flirtin' is a Flow Thing on Folk Everything on CFRZ.
to flirt with women. I like to flirt with old folks, young folks. I think I even like to flirt with trees. Oh, 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 oh. I like to flirt with rocks, birds, bees. Yeah, I like to flirt with a good plate of linguine. Oh, hey, that's me. I like to flirt with a good suit, double-stitched good linen. I guess that what I'm saying, what I'm getting at is I like to flirt with everything.
Started barking to hear you talking when you're not at home. Something's wrong. I tried to tell him all about the radio, but it didn't get through. He has to hear it from you. He just hid under the table and wouldn't be comforted at all. No matter what I would do, you think you should give him a call. Aspidistra and the rest of the family's fine. The Schifflera and the San Severia and the Wandering Jew are wandering through the den. My best friend, come home to your garden again. Old sailor, turn and set your sails for home. Nights are getting long, and in your lover's arms, the long nights don't seem long till they're gone again. Sarah. The rocks down here are like the bark of a tree. There's shells in the ocean to give you a notion of jewelry. And the seas just roll in and nobody can hear a word that you say. Then they slide away, rattling the teacups and leaving me thinking up rhymes, idling away my time till I be with you again. Plant lady, find us a shady tree. I'll put my arms around you and we can make love to the music and the leaves. Set your sails for home. The haze in the barn and nights are getting long, and in your lover's arms the long nights don't seem long till they're gone again.
If I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun, been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I can see by your gravestone you were only 19. When you joined the glorious force in 1916, and I hope you died quick, and I hope you died clean. Oh, William McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the pipe lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles play the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fallen? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some loyal heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that loyal heart are you always 19? Or are you just a stranger without even a name, forever encased behind some glass pane in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained and fading away in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the pipe lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles play the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, it shines down on these green fields of France. The warm wind does blow as the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished, now wander the plow. No gas and no barbed wire, no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it is still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man. And the whole generation who were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the pipe lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles play the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Folk everything.
That would be me.
Okay, let's see. What did we have a listen to in that last set? Way back at the beginning, Jane Sibbery, who's coming to town. That was Flirtin' is a Flow Thing. From her Lips, Music for Saying It, live, 1999. Jane Sibbery, yeah, she's a monster. I'm so glad I get a chance to play people like Jane Sibbery. who I've been listening to for years and years. No, she's not that old. What else was in there? The string band. Wasn't that fabulous? Unfortunately, you know, they put out like 7 albums, I think, in there. I could be wrong. I'm taking a swing in the dark on that. But I think that that might be the case. The problem is the only stuff available on CD is a 2-CD collection, which literally scrapes the surface. So if you can hunt down the old vinyl, bonus. All right. Donovan. That sounded, reminded me of Al Stewart's stuff. He does a lot of historical songs. So to have Donovan doing a thing like that, No Man's Land, the green fields of France. From, ooh, where was that from? Oh, Natronica, 1981. I've never seen it released here. It came out in Germany. I know that. Probably in the UK as well. All right, I'm Hugh, rambling on. This is Folk Everything on CFRC, where we like to play all kinds of weird and wonderful things, as you've probably already encountered. You can get hold of me at folkeverything@cfrc.ca. Okay? If you've got stuff you want me to play, send it to me. That kind of stuff, you know? Tell me where you are. I have no idea how many people listen to this. None. Zero. I can think of maybe a handful. That's about it. Maybe 2 handfuls. So let me know where you're listening from. I'd love to hear from you. All right. What do we got? Some guitar magic. Yeah. All right. This is a woman. I played her a lot. It's from her latest album, which is called Last Night. I heard the dog star bark. I don't know what she was consuming, but she's a tremendous guitar player. This is Bonfires of the Billionaires from Guinevere Raymond on Folk Everything. Thank you.
aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the ground, where the cold winds blow, where the whiskey tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend.
The early morning rain. All right, you knew that one. That was Watkins Family Hour. Sarah Watkins and her brother and other folks as well. Okay? Yeah. In front of that was Mark Knopfler, Going Home, the theme to Local Hero. And if you've never seen Local Hero, it's a fine film. It's what they call a great little movie. Okay? Starting us off was Guinevere Raymond and Bonfire of the Billionaires, taken from her latest album, Last Night I Heard the Dog Star Bark. And yes, I do play this. I'm probably going to end up playing the entire album at some point or other. And that was what we did. We've done a lot more than that. We've had some fun. I want to thank you so much for being so indulgent of me playing a lot of my favorite stuff. And I try and get in a lot, as much new stuff as I can that fits the bill kind of thing. So, I'm reminding you, if you have a band or a band you want to hear that I haven't played, send me a note, folkeverything@cfrc.ca. Don't capitalize anything. You know how that works. Yeah. Okay. We do have one more track lined up for you. Yeah, because of the weather, because it's so cold, I'm going to play you a song about a place that's not. It may be in London. Fires. They have lots of fires there. They have earthquakes. They have mudslides. They have all kinds of things. But they got a lot of sunshine. So we got Sean Mullins in from his Light It Up album. Is there a date on that? There's got to be a date on that. Sean Mullins. Yeah, Light Two Up, 2010. I'm Hugh. This has been Folk Everything on CFRC. Laura's up next. They're just going to let it happen.
Yeah.